Hi everyone, this is Now I See a Person Institute with Dr. Susan Swoom, David Abramovich and Emma McIntosh. Today we were going to explore themes that we go over in our training workshops, and we were just thinking about what we should talk today about, and we're thinking we'll talk about extraordinarily normal. One of the themes that we talk about in our training. Dr. Swim, would you like to explain what extraordinarily normal is?
Yes, I'd love to. So extraordinarily normal is something that we coined a couple of years ago when we were talking about the type of healing that people go through at Now I See a Person Institute, and comparing to how they first arrive hopeless. And again, usually they've had these challenges for quite some time and have had a significant amount of suffering. And through the services at Now I See a Person Institute, they're able to heal. And one day we were talking about it as a team. Most of our work is as a team. And we were kind of reflecting on one of our clients' journeys. And the word just kind of popped up is that, yes, these wonderful family members that we have been seeing are now not suffering, but are extraordinarily normal. And by extraordinarily normal means that they're just like talking to myself or to David or to Emma, and that no longer are those severe challenges and symptoms of trauma part of themselves, that they've been able to transform and leave that suffering behind them. And what we thought we would talk about today is, we're going to be sending this out in our email, but often our clients will send us their ideas of how things were helpful to them. And they want to inspire other clients. So perhaps clients that have had, maybe were with us 5 years ago, but still stay in contact with us, wish to share their stories to help people that are suffering as they did. And, you know, David, I think one of the clients that we're talking about right now was very special to you several years ago, because it was your first client that had the significant symptoms that they were having to endure due to the trauma that they had experienced. Do you want to maybe talk about that just for a bit?
Sure. Well, I think extraordinarily normal is sort of the end result of the type of therapy that we do. Because when someone first comes in and talks about themselves, and we talk about how we can help or how we can be of assistance, we talk to them in an extraordinary normal way. Not like therapists, not like experts, but we really listen intently, and we co-author the journey to becoming extraordinarily normal. So it was very illuminating to see this young person transform from a person who saw no hope and believed that they were their diagnosis, to a person that is not only thriving academically and professionally, but thriving mentally. They no longer believe that they're different than anybody else, but we do. We believe that they're extraordinary. They're normal, but they're extraordinary because of what they've gone through. They have this special superpower that will be with them for the rest of their lives. And just to see someone transform from thinking that they're going to be in and out of hospitals their entire life to someone that is a productive member of society, someone that goes to work every single day, someone that has amazing relationships with their friends and family, someone that will graduate college, someone that is not only normal, but extraordinary by any term, by any definition.
That was very, very well said, David. So Emma, do you have something that you would like to reflect on what David just said?
Yeah, I'm always honored to hear people's stories when they share it with us and the strengths that they've used throughout their lives, and then to overcome these issues, this trauma, and like how they've used that to get over it, and how they realize, oh, I've always had this strength, but I've not really known it. And I love that moment where they don't see it as deficient. It's a strength to them, and that they are extraordinarily normal. So yeah, I think we should get t-shirts made with extraordinarily normal. That should be our next thing.
So that'll be on our ever-growing list of things that we want to share. Yeah. So thank you so much for listening. We are trying to share our work on a weekly basis. Our work is indicative of our training programs and the services that we provide every day. And these services, you know, I know that often we talk about young people, but it's not just for the young people, it's also for people that any age, that they can come and find the extraordinarily normalness in themselves.
Thank you.